how's it going out there? Welcome back to another edition of the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes. And once again, we have a new guest we've never had here before, ever. I don't even know if people even know this person at all.
I barely know myself.
Carolyn, why don't you introduce this gentleman here?
Welcome to the show, Mr. Carlos.
Thank you.
Should we give you some sort of, should we give you a name?
Sure. Nickname, moniker, writer who doesn't write, something like that. Let's do it.
When you were performing music, did you have like a name that you know how like some DJs had a name, or all DJs actually have a name?
I didn't choose one myself, and they're all retarded. So
wait, can we hear? Do you have any examples of some? That was always the hardest thing for me, because like I was always thinking if I was ever to be a DJ, I want to have like a cool DJ name,
like DJ Tanner.
Yes, like DJ Tanner from Full House.
I don't know if mine was as lame as that. Maybe competed with it, though.
I was always like, all I can think of, the only thing that can pop in my head is like DJ Ran for some reason.
Ran.
From like the movie, like the Akira Kurosawa film, like Ran.
See?
It's like a samurai thing. I was like, oh, cool. But then someone else took it from... I come to realize from NWA, Dr. Dre's NWA.
Yeah.
They had a DJ Ran, and I was like, well, I can't take that.
Take it.
I can't, man. It's not
whatever.
Is there DJs out there that just take other people's names?
I think so.
They just like.
I mean, they're already sampling people's songs. Might as well take your name.
They sample. They plagiarize. That's what it's about.
Is that what it's all about? You were more into the actual that type of world, and is that really what they just steal each other's stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you make it your own, you run with it and take it further,
you recreate it, turn it into something new.
That's like Picasso's
different.
Way of thinking, though, man.
Yeah,
Picasso, he's like, he doesn't steal, he borrows, or what is it? Saying?
I was gonna give it back.
He hasn't given it back yet, he's taking it. I like that. So it's sort of, yeah, like DJ Ran, I mean, maybe like Mr. J I've always hung on to, but that was always a play off of like the Joker and stuff like that. You haven't had anything? I want to hear one, man. There had been something. People had to have called you something,
of
man.
Of course. I mean, people will run with the Loso. A couple people used to call me Gusto.
Gusto?
Because my middle name.
That would work.
Yeah.
Is that your middle name, Gusto? I don't know.
Augustine.
I don't even know if I ever knew Augustine.
Yeah.
That works, though, right?
Yeah.
People
could call me Augustine. It's like whatever.
Is that something that's taken? Is that taken, Gusto?
CB4.
CB4?
The Chris Rock flick. There was an MC Gusto.
That was good.
But fuck him.
Take it back.
Do you have... Carolyn, yeah, did you ever have a DJ name at one
time? Like I said, it was DJ Tanner.
DJ, yes. We're just going to take
DJ Tanner.
It's
like my really bad DJ joke.
I mean, if you think about some of the names, like some of the acts in hip-hop especially, it's straight rips on their name. Jim Jones, Irv Gotti.
Did you ever see the movie...
It's like porn names.
It really is. Tropic Thunder. Have you ever seen Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
Remember that black guy?
Yeah.
Freaking Al Pacino?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's... I thought of one, like, back in the day, like, original. And, like, it'd be, like...
it'll work.
What about Flo Rida?
Can you name off the top of your head, like...
names.
Like, hip-hop names that you like rapper names that you like, or ones
Q-tip.
You thought just...
Q-tip,
K-Swizz.
Q-tip, clean the ears out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch. I mean... You tend to appreciate the creative ones. I think we would spend all day just speaking Wu-Tang, because they had all their AKAs.
What are the Wu-Tang? So you got Method Man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to help me, because I don't know all the...
All right.
I don't know.
I mean,
take
someone like Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.
For one. Old Dirty Bastard.
They just took it to ODB. You know, they just,
ODB. He calls himself Big Baby Jesus. Osiris.
And then that wrestler, that TNA wrestler, is ODB.
Yeah, yeah. They got the female wrestler.
What's her initials stand for?
Old Dirty Bitch.
Old Dirty Bitch. See? So she just ripped off that guy.
Who else was in Method? Who else was in Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang. Well, you had the RZA.
RZA. Where did RZA come from? Do you know where that?
His name is Robert Diggs. And I should know. I used to know.
But what happened, man?
I know. I know, right? Slipping.
It's all right. I've been keeping up with all.
I feel like we need to have like real DJ names now that I'm. Like we're all spouting all these like names that
DJ
are real.
Tanner,
I still
want to.
I mean, you just
don't know
DJ
about
Tanner,
that,
right?
Man. See, now I'm starting to backtrack.
Yeah,
it's little lame.
Is there a DJ Tanner? But like, would it be one of the? Would it be something
I mean,
that's
like
so
a Full House reference? Come on now.
Yeah, but who's taking that? There's no DJ Tanner right now, right?
I don't know if. I don't know if there will be.
Who I mean, there's a DJ AM. I mean, if you can have
I mean,
a DJ AM.
I mean, Candace Cameron owns that.
No, she doesn't. The writers of Full House own that.
I like maybe DJ Ski for you.
Ski,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I like that. From my last name.
Exactly.
That could work. Yeah, yeah.
I like
DJ Ski.
I'm with it. I like it.
I like it.
You like? I mean, there's like you have DJ Shadow out there, right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Is that something that you do? You still pay attention to
DJ AM?
Just DJ.
Not around anymore. No. he's PM.
I think. Exactly. I think it's. I don't know. I think it's.
Hey man, it's been a while.
Did you pay attention to that a lot? Like DJ life, like and stuff like that.
There was a time when they were more relevant, and unfortunately, you know, I think that has phased out until it comes back because you know.
Why do you think it phased out like this? It's because now everyone's doing like you can easily just.
Yeah,
is it not as special anymore that people can just classify it as a lot of different other?
I think just the industry kind of moved away from it a little bit, and maybe was emulating the whole producer, dancer, singer type of thing.
Yeah,
and not just someone that was in the back with their mouth shut, scratching.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's one of the things I always really appreciated. You know, is just when someone can just know how to control music like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They under like, it's one thing to you know you have musicians. They know they know the notes. They know what these notes do. You know what I mean? They know how they work in a composition. But then it's also another like the disc jockey know how what song will bring the house up, what will bring it down, how you can mix it to work things like that.
Definitely, they definitely have a technique, but you know it's all about their selection.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that something that, like, because I know you've DJed before, plenty of times before that. You know what I mean?
Badly, yeah.
Badly? Would you say, was it badly? How would you critique yourself as a DJ? DJ Gusto, how'd you take it?
Yeah, DJ Gusto. I mean, it's, I think the selection has always been there because, you know, it's current stuff and then other stuff that people just like, yo, yeah, man, that's quality or whatever. I just never really pursued DJing.
Yeah.
I never went out and bought whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't pursue it. So, you know, when I was in those DJing moments or positions because I was asked to do it, it would have been awesome if I had the turntables and scratching and all that other crap, but, you know.
But I feel like even today, like, if you wanted to jump right into it, like, all you need now is, like, a laptop or
That's
something
it.
Like that.
That's all you need.
I did that before, like, one New Year's Eve. I was like, well, I was you know, I just finished like filming Girl Talk, and I was like, Girl Talk, all he has is two laptops up there. You know what I mean?
And
just
and it's like covered in the
covered in
like saran wrap.
And I was like, and I saw him, and he's just freaking mixing live back and forth through one channel.
Yep.
And he just has those tracks. I'm like, holy crap, man.
Yeah, it was cool that you put that link back up because I had seen it way back when.
Yeah.
And saw it again, and yeah, big shout to him, Girl Talk.
But also, I feel like he's taking it to that next level, too. Like, if you listen to Girl Talk isn't just using, like, whole songs. It used to be just like, all right, we're going to have one song, but then you can fade to the next song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then is that, do you find that interesting? That's the evolution of sort of DJing or even, like, just being in that position?
I find it unfortunate.
Unfortunate?
A little bit, because I think it's just feeding into everyone's ADD.
It's pretty true, yeah.
Yeah, like... there are DJs who have the ability. They're very skilled in mixing and scratching, but I feel that they suck hard.
How would you describe, like, if someone, like, if you were to compare, if you can compare people, like, what's the skill level, you know what I mean, to sucking and knowing what they're doing?
I mean, there's obvious things where, like, you know, maybe they're scratching and they suck, so every time they scratch, you know, the tempo gets lost.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can hear that they suck. But then there's also, like, the DJ that just is not confident and comfortable. And all you hear is 30 seconds of, like, 50 songs, you know, in a 5-minute Period. It's like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
But that's what Girl Talk does, though. But he does. He just takes the beat from a song.
Yeah, yeah. What was interesting to me about Girl Talk, the first thing that stood out outside of what he was wearing was.
What was he wearing?
Does he normally wear like a headband that looks old Jesus-like?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The headband, I think he had on sweatpants that he's probably had on for like 8 months straight.
He's known for just getting naked, like just what? Boxers at the end of his show.
No doubt. And yo, naked. I mean, I say this, you know, as a fan. Shout out to Girl Talk again.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg Gillis,
He seemed like it, too.
I have his number on my phone.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just call him up anytime.
Text him
right now. He never answers. good show.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this guy?
Exactly. What the hell were we talking about?
Well, you're saying how Girl Talk.
Your first impression.
Oh, yeah, your first impression. The fact that he'll take an instrumental, and then he'll take just the vocals of different song, which is usually in a different genre.
Yeah,
I like that. And then I don't know if he plays some type of strings or melody on top of those two things,
like his own, or brings someone
his
else's.
Own or bring someone else.
He brings someone else's.
Okay,
man.
So
all of it is just
everything is out there already. Yeah. And he just mashes it. So I mean, it sounded like a mashup of three things. And then I thought he's just innovative. He was creative with some of the things that he would put together.
Yeah.
Because it's like really you're taking Raekwon's verse from Cash Rules Everything Around Me.
Yeah.
And
putting some
that.
Elton John in there or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
It's like
then Iron Maiden sneaks into that.
Iron Maiden will sneak in. You know, it's like that I could appreciate because not everyone is as familiar with all of those genres of music.
Yeah. And that's really cool because like I feel. You know, I don't listen to Girl Talk a whole lot, but if I had a chance to, well, the way his albums are structured is sort of like just one long continuous track. So it's hard for me just to like put it on unless I'm taking like a long trip. You know what I mean?
I really like the intro. Yeah. By the way.
Yeah. It's awesome, man.
That was refreshing.
Yeah.
Daft Punk. Nice.
And that's one of the things like, it's mashups, right?
Yeah.
Because we used to like on the radio, like at night times, like on Saturdays or something like that. They used to have like mashups when you'd put two songs. They'd say like, oh, it's a discovery. This beat matches with this beat, and they just fuse it together. And mm-hmm. Girl Talk like took it to the next. You ever heard that? You heard that, Carolyn, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like it's mashup Saturday and something like that. Saturday night mashup.
Well, like locally, the DC 101, the guy who does the morning show part like I guess background behind the scenes of the morning show. His name is Flounder. And he does mashups on like Saturday nights.
Yeah, typically, I should say, typically, I hate mashups. Typically,
yeah.
I despise them. I think they're garbage. So Girl Talk.
But see, like, I feel Girl Talk uses songs as like a note.
Like led the revolution. You know, like
did
everyone
he?
Else kind
I
of.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not as expert as you are, Carlos, about this, but
nah,
I feel like
far from it.
I feel like all these other people that are doing it now, like they're catching on to a wave that already started.
Yeah, yeah.
So Girl Talk, like eventually,
and doing it badly.
Yeah, and Girl Talk eventually, he might have to mix in something else to stay more relevant because there's like more crap coming into the environment
mm-hmm.
that other people are creating, and for Girl Talk to stay more relevant. I don't know what it is yet, but he needs to like put something else in like within the next couple years. Because right now the mashups is like a whole jungle of like slob put together.
And also Girl Talk can't sell his albums. He can only take donations because that's copyrighted music that he's.
Yeah.
What I mean?
But he has enough people going to his live shows that I bet like his live shows and just like word of mouth right now is really big for him. So
but
it's
I mean,
catching on.
Why doesn't he just, ask permission?
I don't know. That's a lot of because most likely they're gonna ask for
a
cost,
a lot of money.
But they're gonna charge him, and then
right,
if you have like
lot.
50 songs in one song, that's a lot of money to spend. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there are ways around it. He does.
He can't sell, but he can take donations.
He can take donations. Also, I think if you sample under a certain amount of time, you can run with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stealing the whole song.
I've seen like because
do your homework.
He was one of those. He was one of those guys. I don't know if you remember. There's a commercial time where Mac and PC were basically just hardcore battling.
Yeah.
Like you had the Mac guy, and then you had the PC was like, what was the Mac? They're like, did Mac have a slogan? Or they're just like, I'm a Mac.
They just have, it's just like, I'm a Mac. And they had like, what's that guy's name?
Justin Long.
Justin Long. Had the actor Justin Long. And yeah, it's like, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. That's pretty much
so that was the battle. But I'm a PC had girl talk.
Really?
And so yeah, then but for a couple seconds of
but
the.
That was a different.
In an ad, really.
But that, in an ad. But that was an HP ad. Wasn't that HP? It wasn't an Apple ad.
No, that's what I'm saying. He was a PC. Did I say I'm a Mac? No, he's a PC. Yeah, he said I'm a PC.
No, but the I'm a Mac, I'm a PC ads were Mac only.
Well, there was something where like PC or
the
a Windows
HP,
or something like that.
It was HP or something or Windows.
Or Windows was made. Oh, no, Windows was made for me. Or,
damn it, man.
It was something like
Girl
that.
Girl Talk beat me to it. I want to make ad music for Apple.
But no, but he didn't.
It was actually for a PC.
No, there was a battle, so it was like
he doesn't use Mac.
I remember, and that was what was cool part of the ad was in the beginning was showing him how he makes his music using a PC
instead of a Mac.
It's really ridiculous, man, how he does that, because he'll just like take, he makes it look so easy, but he's like, oh, I'll just take this beat. From this song, and he'll repeat it, and then he'll fuse that with another song, and then it's just him sitting in bed, and there's like some girl like sleeping next to him like that, and he's just I'm girl talk, and I'm Windows was made for me, or I made Windows, or something like that. I forget what the tagline is now. I guess that shows the weakness of the PC ads. If it wasn't
living the
but
dream,
the PC
girl
ads
talk.
Like never really mentioned Apple.
No, they weren't supposed. That's what. Maybe that's.
But the Apple ads mentioned PC.
Yeah, because that's a low blow, man. That's they wanted to go. There.
So when he wraps his laptop in all that stuff to protect the sweat.
Yeah.
Like, does a lot of DJs do that, or is that something that Girl
I figured?
Talk does?
I figured it was more because beer splashes and all that.
And also, he has a lot of bodies around him at all times.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Is it just like a thing that Girl Talk does, or is that like a lot of DJs do that? Because I personally never saw that until I saw Girl Talk.
I've seen it done before, but I don't know. It's typically when there's a lot of bodies around you, they're going
to
be spilling
drinks.
They need
drinks. To protect that.
And these are computers, man. And these are computers that are running the show.
I'm wondering to myself, obviously, Girl Talk does not go, like, browse the internet on that laptop. Because, I mean,
yeah, I assume
what if he's performing and then all of a sudden Norton antivirus
just pops up,
starts running,
and needs, or his computer needs to be updated. Yeah, the updates come up,
the punk ass updates that Windows loves.
He probably has like a separate laptop for that, and then a separate laptop for porn.
Exactly. Our friend James has figured that out.
Don't we all?
You got to have the separate hard drive computer.
For the porn.
Just the porn computer laptop situation.
It makes me feel dirty about that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but this is the porn computer.
This is the situation I'm gonna like. In the future, a couple months from now, if I go into someone's place and they have one laptop and I see them have like two laptops, I will know.
You'll know.
I will know. I'll look at him and be like, I know what you're doing, buddy. And he's like, of course. Come on, man. You gotta watch out for yourself. Protection. That's their protection. that's a genius. It's actually a quite genius idea. Because that virus stuff, like those the Norton or what is it, McAfee?
Norton.
They really do nothing but just slow the computer down.
Fuck Adobe too. I don't get it. Just read PDFs, stop updating. I don't give a shit. No updates.
They always try to find their way into it too, man, because as soon as I turn the internet on,
yeah,
updated. It
would just be
Windows needs to be updated.
It would be great to take a PC, a Windows, you know, just a Windows. And strip it of everything, you know, everything, to just fucking computer and the programs that I want.
Did I ask you this? Do you use a Mac or a PC for your work?
I have been waiting to get over to Mac, but, you know, I've been Windows. I'm still Windows.
Why are you waiting? Well, Carolyn's a Mac, but I'm a PC.
You're a PC?
Well, I own more PC.
Justin Long.
I can use both. I use both for my work. But I mainly am surrounded by a PC.
Wow, you sound loyal to PCs.
I am pretty loyal to PCs because one thing I didn't like about Macs is that, like, you can't really update it yourself. You got to go in and you got to speak to, what are they called?
The Mac people.
No, they're called a name, man.
I don't know.
They're called a freaking name.
Concierge.
They're geniuses.
Concierge.
They're called concierge.
Yeah, they have a concierge like.
No, but
service.
Like the people who like fix the computers, they're like geniuses or something like that, right?
Or I think they have a genius lab.
Yeah, like a.
It's like a table where you go and talk to them because.
So they're just too self-righteous for you. Is what
well, that part. Well,
Joe and I like we. I don't. It hasn't been recently, but like a few years ago.
It's
some
the
of
people,
our
man.
Some of our main fights would be about Mac versus PC.
Wow. Yeah.
Joe's a very loyal PC.
Yeah. No.
It came out, Joe.
No,
I see right through.
I mean, you still
that.
Like
it's,
Apple. You still
it's not
like.
That. I use but, both, but I always find it so like retarded. Every single time, like
he doesn't
I'm
even
in,
like the trash
I'm in,
can.
I'm in the computer. Like I'm in Ground Zero, like on a film set, right? Like where all the computer labs are and stuff like that. And I'm here with my PC. I'm like, holy crap, he can do this. And then the Mac guy behind me with his setup, he'd be like, yeah, we did that like 10 years ago, Joe. And I'm like, why the fuck you gotta say it like that, sir?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're awesome because your computer is white and mine's black. You know what I mean? It's gotta be a racist thing all the time. It always makes
the
me
new sur- Macs are silver.
Yeah, I have HP. It's silver and black. So.
See, they're merging.
You have a multiracial.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's just at the end of the day, you want whatever you're using to work.
Yeah.
Period. And
yeah.
You know, no questions asked. You don't always get that with the PC, but I mean, you know, I'm betting that Windows is fine now.
But
I'm not loyal to either.
But see, in my experience, they have equally been annoying.
Yeah.
They have equally been. There's. I've been around guys with the Macs. I'm just like, they're just not working. It's just like
that.
It's
See,
really just
I
like
think,
anything.
I
if
think
you don't
your
keep...
problem is not actually with the Mac computer. It's the people behind the Mac.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm not gonna lie.
Probably.
What if they gotta be y'all like? They gotta be like they talk like this.
It's like the elitist factor.
I'm not saying that any one of these listeners at home that are listening to the show on a Mac are like assholes or anything like that. But just don't act like you're something like that. You know what I mean? It's cool. I dig it.
It's like an arrogance.
You can watch. You can like. You know. Now you have everything that you own starts with I.
See, but you want to know.
It's fine.
For me personally, I have always been on a Mac. Like even when we were in elementary school, you know, they give Mac computers to school.
Yeah.
Like I don't ever remember being on a PC. Like I honestly don't. And I remember even playing
Oregon Trail.
Thank you. How do you read my mind?
Are you saying that Oregon Trail was only released on Mac?
Probably not.
Do you remember that though? Did you ever play Oregon Trail?
I did. I always died.
See,
no one wins in Oregon Trail.
You died of. What did you die of? Dysentery?
What the hell is dysentery?
He always drowned in the river.
Drowned in the river?
Did they have something else left behind? Yeah, snake bite. I always got that dreaded snake bite. Going to the bathroom. Snake bite.
You died of diarrhea, Joe. You died, Joe.
Eating all those squirrels, man. Hit the buffalo.
Is there an ending to Oregon Trail?
You need an axle, Joe.
You make it to the West.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually beaten it.
No one does, though. Who does?
There has to be an ending.
I've
there
beaten
is,
it.
But I don't think I've ever beaten it. It's
I
hard.
Bet it sucks.
It's
I bet
a hard game.
I bet it sucks. You get there and like, you made it.
Yeah.
That's
now
it.
Go head back. Head back. Are you supposed to be delivering something? Like, what's the plot of Oregon Trail?
Like,
is,
you pick your crew.
Are these guys like trying to get like they're searching for gold?
No, you're going west. I don't think you don't get gold, do you?
Well, why would you go west if you're not getting gold?
I think it's like for settlement. Like people expanded and they traveled
gold?
West.
But
that's
it,
the only
it
reason.
Was after gold.
That was the only reason people went west is to get gold, right?
But they didn't even have gold in the game. At least I never went as far as to get gold.
Because it's a kid's game.
I kind of vaguely remember. It though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I must have
if
not been
not,
that
you
good
know,
then.
Your listeners could write in, right?
comment and be like, you don't know Oregon Trail. I thought you have a GED.
Write us a telegram about it.
Yeah.
But like what I'm saying is like I remember playing Oregon Trail and like that was my first ever exposure to computers actually that I can remember.
Wow.
So I mean I can't remember anything else before that.
See for
but,
me.
But like, me, but that's all. I've always been on Mac, though.
See, your first experience on Mac was Oregon Trail. My first experience on PC is Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
I do remember
wow.
that too.
Wow. Yeah.
That was
to
good.
Me was there. That or like Leisure Suit Larry or whatever it is.
What was that other one? The game Lemmings.
Lemmings.
There's like this group of like little guys, and they would all fall off a cliff, and they would follow each other, and it was called Lemmings.
So yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember.
I don't
that.
Remember the objective, but I just remember. Now it's coming back to me.
It's all the floodgates coming back in.
Yeah. But see, because like.
I remember that.
Like, and then, like, that's like my first exposure. And I think, like, all throughout school, I think Mac's actually smart by putting it in schools
Apple?
Like that. Yeah, Apple. I call it Mac, whatever.
Mac is the makeup.
Yeah.
And that gives the makeup good people.
Well, anyway, so I think Apple's really smart because then they even still do the school programs. They weed people into it. So they're like, oh, Apple's cool. I'm playing games on this and blah, blah, blah. You always want that.
I mean, my view of Apple or Macintosh, whoever, whatever. I mean, they're good. They, you know, it tends to work. I don't really run into a lot of cases of people like, yeah, it's frozen. When do you hear that? It's frozen.
I've seen it freeze.
But it's there definitely is like an elitist air to it, and they're never cheap. You know, it's just like. Yeah.
It's always above like a grand or something like that.
Oh, right? Yeah, without a doubt.
Even the lower end is that.
But you complain also about going to like the Mac, like All Stars or whatever you call it. The Mac
All Stars.
Whatever. What is it called? You said they're like the Genius Lab.
Yeah, isn't that what it is? They have the Genius Lab.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't think they like charge you unless you have to buy a new part. So that means if you ever have a problem with your computer, you can just walk right in and be like, hey, this is wrong.
That doesn't sound bad, Joe.
So whereas like PC, it's like you always have to pay like the Geek Squad to fix it or something.
Reconsider.
I don't like the fact that I can't just update a Mac with my bare hands.
You could though. There is a way to open it.
They don't let you, man. They don't let you. They freaking take. They're like, no, you gotta take it in here.
But I know of people that add like their own memory.
What I would like is maybe some. I'll change my mind if like someone at home would just send me a Mac.
Maybe we can get sponsored by Apple.
We get sponsored by Apple.
And
that would be great. Then I'll be okay.
Stuff for the Carolina.
I'd like to get like all these
iPads.
Oh,
so then you'd switch over and then you'd be like, hey.
I wouldn't switch over. I need both.
I know, but you would like support them if they provided you with an iPad.
What would you? What if Panasonic came and gave me all these laptops? I'd be like, fine, man.
I'll
this totally sounds like I'm selling out, but selling out to who?
We need
I'm helping them sell out.
We need sponsors, man. So any computer company, give us free stuff.
But really, that's just the one thing that always got on my nerves. Is like always a lot of people have to always shove in my face the awesomeness of Mac. I know the awesomeness of
Joe,
Mac.
Joe, fuck them, man. Take their DJ names.
Exactly. DJ Mac. What the fuck? Exactly. DJ Mac.
So out of curiosity.
DJ iPhoto.
When you're editing video
on
your PC.
Yeah.
I mean, were there obstacles that you had to get around first? Like, oh, let me close all these other programs that run behind.
Well, I made my own computer.
Okay.
So
that was a major obstacle.
Yeah.
You made your own.
No. I mean, like, I knew what I wanted out of my computer.
You configured it your way.
And usually that's what I look at. Like, I mean, when I look at this Mac or this, you know, a MacBook Pro or whatever like that, and I'd look at the statistics, or I'd look at like what's inside of it,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be like, okay, that's cool. How much is it over here? And I'm like, why is there a big price difference? And I know why there's a big price difference, because they're evil. I don't know.
But for me personally, I know it's gonna sound messed up, but it's true. Like whenever I'm on a PC, honestly, I like freeze, and like after a few minutes, it like grates on me. I'm like, oh, I can't stand it. I hate when you have to folder up. And there's not another window. Like with Mac, it's so floaty and nice. Like the interface is just like all these windows.
I have to agree.
But here's
like it's the more of like
it's
the
more
way
streamlined.
I think.
It's more streamlined.
But,
it's
but,
just.
But here's the thing: is like you have Mac. Mac is their own genre, right? When you go to a PC, you have different things. Like you can have different operating systems. You have Linux, and you have my personal favorite BOS. That was never freaking taken.
What is BOS? I've never heard of it.
The only way I can show you how awesome BOS is from the TV show Dollhouse. it's weird. It's totally weird. It's a real operating system, and it looks 10 times more futuristic than Mac. The only thing is, it just wasn't accepted, but it looks really super futuristic. You can use it.
Yeah.
It's an open source.
You and your laser disc, Joe.
But like there's just the way it is. I like that look. No one's gonna have any idea what I'm talking about, so look it up. BOS.
Do you still have that? Can you still get that?
No, because I can't run any of my programs on it right now.
Oh, well then it's
because it's a software thing. But if you're looking at like the coolness of how it looks.
It's not about being cool. It's about being efficient.
It's always fucking about being cool.
No, it's about being efficient. Whenever I'm on a PC, it takes me like twice as longer to do anything. It does. I can't explain why.
You know why?
Because I'm not familiar with it.
No, it's not true. Because probably the computer that someone's doing it on is just not up.
I like your idealism, Joe. I like it. I'm with you. You're a PC
but
guy.
I'm not saying that PC is better than Mac. I'm just saying that they pretty much are equivalent, except for there's certain things that are personal preferences.
I mean, it's definitely a personal preference, but at a certain point, there's like a price point, you know? Like,
yeah.
I know that Mac costs more, but also, you know, you got to consider I'm a designer, so usually what they say is a lot of the programs work better on Mac, but truth is, in my studio, two people use PCs.
Yeah, and
they prefer the PC.
And also, and you know, so the truth is, anything's going to work better when you have like 8 gigabytes of RAM. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you have
Is that what the secret is?
It's always been like the processor, RAM. It's basically more money put into the computer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those pieces. You know what I mean? And that's the key.
I still think it's worth more to have a Mac because, like, I mean, maybe I'm loyal to Mac, but I just don't ever see me like getting anything other than a Mac.
I do always find it sad that I've never seen the battle between the Mac guy and the PC guy. Like the dude you're getting a Dell guy against Justin Long.
The dude you're getting a Dell guy went to like jail or something.
See, I still
he had like cocaine or pot.
See,
or,
I still
I
believe
know.
That's a
Who
setup
knows?
from Mac, man.
Maybe they did.
If there's anyone that has cocaine, it's someone with Mac. They have white shit all over the place, dude. I always thought
it's
remember,
silver cocaine.
Remember you
now,
ever
too?
See the movie you ever see Terminator? You've seen Terminator, you know Skynet and stuff like that. I was like, who's gonna be Skynet? Fucking Mac is gonna be Skynet, dude. Apple's gonna be Skynet.
Yeah.
They're going to shut me down.
But Steve Jobs now, the guy behind all the Apple stuff.
He's going to turn into a robot.
Well, he has a health problem now. He like stepped down for a while.
He's on
sick leave. He doesn't have to worry about that because Apple is going to just like digitize his brain. Just like George Burns.
It would be like in a glass container, like a tube.
I really think that's possible.
Formaldehyde.
That's going to be possible. If you can map someone's brain, you can reproduce it and make it inject that into someone else's brain. Does that seem far-fetched? I don't know. Maybe I watched too much Fringe.
All I know is that the stock, people are worried about the Mac or the Apple stock because of his health. Like, basically, from what people say, if he goes down health-wise, then the company goes down. Some people are worried about that.
Why? Does he have all the ideas?
I mean, he is the brains behind the brawn.
What do you think of Steve Jobs, Carlos?
What? No, I mean, he's done an incredible job, you know?
It's like an awesome question. He wears black turtlenecks and he has glasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm wearing a black turtleneck.
At one point,
like Steve Jobs.
That is a black turtleneck.
But
wow.
But also, see, at one point, you worked at the now defunct CompUSA, right?
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
How's that time? Because now that's all PC, right?
CompUSA.
Now you can talk bad about them.
I know, and
on the radio.
Was CompUSA that bad?
No. I mean, you know, it's odd because they were on their way down, and that is when the Mac fever started, kind of. You know,
it makes complete sense.
Yeah, and it was odd because you know, in every CompUSA there was an Apple corner, like literally.
Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a corner dedicated to Mac and Apple.
And now they got that like in Best Buys now. You have the,
do they?
Yeah, they have the little...
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been in Apple a Best station. Buy in about 4 years.
What?
How's that even, you're
how's
probably
that even
not
possible?
Missing much. I don't think it's changed at all.
I doubt it has.
How's that possible? Where do you go? You just buy online?
Yeah. If it's online, I mean,
it makes complete sense to me.
Yeah.
Best Buy isn't the Best Buy it used to be. Because I remember you could get CDs there for like $10. But now all the CDs are like $14.
When did Best Buy first come out? Do you guys remember? I remember it was like sometime in high school because
it was sometime in high school because I was like all about that.
And we're like, oh my god, this is Best Buy. It has a blue. What is it supposed to be? A price tag?
Yeah,
blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow. I mean,
price tag.
You know, their advertising was good because you know the blue and yellow. You thought Best Buy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never was too into Best Buy.
What were you, is there a certain store that you were ever into?
CompUSA.
Like, you were into CompUSA.
Yeah.
What was the color scheme of CompUSA?
It was red, right?
Red.
Red
just like
red
Circuit
white.
City?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Circuit City's gone too, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They are.
Yeah, there's no more CompUSA, Circuit City.
What's the one that's next to Glory Days? Oh, Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. Radio Shack is never going away, man.
Radio Shack is also
How
red.
The hell has Radio Shack survived all this
Well, where can you buy those pieces that they deliver, that they give you, like those cord pieces?
They have, all, they have all the special accessories.
You can, whenever you need a quarter-inch adapter.
That's half of my...
You know,
yeah, man.
Yeah, you go to Radio Shack.
Because especially if you go to Guitar
That's
Center...
That's how they're making all their money.
Guitar Center...
Quarter-inch adapters.
Just that one quarter-inch to
like,
a barrel.
They'll be like,
quarter.
This is our star product
this
that we'll put away
product.
Here.
Because if you go to Guitar Center, they're always like trying to be your friend and... That always gets on my nerves.
Guitar Center.
Hey, dude,
man.
How's it going, man? Oh, yeah. I remember you from last week.
Yeah. They try to be all buddy buddy with
you. How's that sandwich that you ate? Yeah, that's an awesome sandwich.
I remember going in there and all I did was play a chord. A chord, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy walks up and he was just like, man, you know, that was really soulful. I really like your sound. And I just looked at him like, yeah, that's it. I just looked at him.
They always try to be buddy, but the funny story about the Guitar Center was one day we were looking for ukuleles.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There was like this craze that I had for like, it didn't last very long, but like a month or two. I was like, man, I should get a ukulele.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, I feel
play
like.
Play on the beach?
Yeah, I feel like it's just like light, soft, maybe something I can learn, you know, like not that many strings. So I was like, I'm going to look into this. So the guy takes down the ukulele from the wall because it's kind of high up.
And he was all talking like he knew what he's doing.
Yeah,
and stuff
he,
like
he
that.
Was all like, "Oh man, like this is you know."
This is a fine ukulele you have here.
Yeah, and then
this
like
is gonna be the best one you ever.
I was like wondering. I was like, because you know some of these are like toys. Because like basically there are some ukuleles out there that are like $600, $800. They're like really nice ukuleles. But I wasn't in that budget. You know, I didn't really want to break $100 even. Mm. You know, but I forget how much one this. I forget how much this one in particular was.
It was like $250 or something.
Really? Okay. So, like, because he was like, yeah, some of he's like, he's talking down about the lower priced ukuleles because he's like, yeah,
no,
some,
that's the ones you
some
find
of those
at Walmart.
Can just be like toys. You can just get those at like Toys R Us and stuff. This is the real deal. You know, like stuff like that.
All these guys sound like oil mongers. Man.
Yeah. I'll be your best friend, man, but this is the real deal, man.
He's like eating he's eating like a chicken leg while he's talking to us.
And literally, he takes it down and he's just like, okay, let me check this out.
He has to like restring it, right?
He like barely touches the string and the string pops.
Goodness gracious.
And then he had to restring it and he didn't really know how to use it. He was just like, oh, well, you know, there it is. You know? He's like, we can restring it for you somehow, but I'll figure it out.
I love that moment because like there's this.
It was like a barely touch. It was nothing.
It was like it wasn't really an easy ukulele to get to either. It was like high up, like above like the other, like above the door. And we're like, how much is that one? That one's really cool. We should go check it out. He's like, oh, let me go get it for you. Oh, yes. And he's like trying to get in tune. And like he was figuring out like, okay, it's in tune. And right when he strums it,
Brian. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, let me tune it for you. And he popped the damn string.
Yeah.
Like, can we get a discount off of that now?
Yeah.
I always ask that.
I think that was like the end of like the ukulele after I saw that. I was
like, I don't trust him.
I was like, I don't know if I actually want one. You know, I guess maybe if I can find one for like $20 or $30, but now my price point is like $30.
That should be the sound whenever anyone is full
boing
of shit about anything. Just a popping yuga. Yeah.
Boing. I mean, like that. Yeah.
Like usually when I go into a store, I don't really want anyone to talk to me. I've never worked at a store. Maybe that's. Oh, I did work at a music store. You know, and I'd wait for a person to have a question.
Exactly.
But they get a commission, right? Did you get a commission when you
at CompUSA? Yeah. Yeah.
So you
got to
work
gracious.
For that, though. So.
I remember. I mean, they would push you to talk to people and upsell stupid shit that had nothing to do with anything.
Like the gold-plated
stuff. It's
like,
hey, you want these pens? These pens are. You need to write something.
But I just don't. I never did. I never bothered people at all. I just hate that.
Did you have people that bothered other, like, they were, like, really gung-ho about, I'm going to get all these sales today, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Because they also sound have, like, Hogan those, like, from, I've never worked retail, but from what I hear, they have, like competitions, too, like, the employee of the month and stuff, and you get bonuses if
stupid
you sell
ass competitions
amount.
Over competition. Useless gift cards and all this other shit. Count your blessings that you never worked retail or sales type of stuff, because it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. From what I can tell, I mean, all my education from that came from the TV show Chuck.
But did they have workers of the month and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And that's who gets like the
bonuses. Yeah, yeah, that type of extra stuff and just, you know, it usually was just retarded gift cards or little electronic pieces of shit that you probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even want to buy.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always somebody on your team that's going to, like, want
to
win that.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that they can be like, oh, man.
It's the world.
I beat you all.
I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Basically. I'm from the time I did work at, like, a music shop, it was interesting. Because in a music store, I'm happy I never worked at Guitar Center because all I ever hear is people just tearing it up on guitar. For no reason.
Oh, yeah.
No reason whatsoever, man.
Yeah.
They're not playing a song. And that gets on my nerves so bad. Even when I walk in there as a human,
like,
a straight new human being.
Yeah.
I walk by them
you know, like I just strum one chord and the person behind me is like, well, and then like, all right.
Yeah, they go there to have their jam session.
And I'm like trying to like actually hear like the functioning, like all the knobs and whistles of the amp. And this dude is just trying to tear it up on death metal behind me and stuff like that.
Actually, maybe I shouldn't talk crap because I do remember back when I couldn't afford certain things, I would go to Guitar Center and literally just make beats.
I mean, that's
on their stuff.
But see, I think like beats, that's fine because like beat, like, you know, you can move with a beat. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But because I do that, me and Carolyn go and play like in the keyboard or go in that section all the time.
Yeah.
But a guitar is different.
Yeah.
A guitar can fucking like really like shred to a high frequency in your brain. and they turn it up, dude. But not only that, but there's like 50 other guys trying to do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
It's never the same with bass though. No one's trying to like out bass.
Yeah.
And no one's trying to slap the shit out of it and be like, oh, I'm better than you. You know, the bass guys seem to be a lot cooler. Like, oh yeah, that's pretty
nice. But that's when you get that typical impression of any like musician though. You know, like it's like a pissing contest at a certain point.
You know what I do like doing though, is when I'm playing bass and someone's playing something on guitar that I figure I can know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I play along to see if they try to figure out like, oh, he's trying to play along.
Yeah.
And then seeing how long they can hang. And then it just ends up being a weird battle. Like they didn't know what's going on.
Do they ever realize that you're playing with them?
Yeah, and they stop.
They stop.
They try and they try to do something else. You know what I mean?
They let go of the guitar and walk away.
Yeah.
Like with their, or offended.
One of my favorite visions of going to Guitar Center is the typical long haired guy with the you know, trying to look all badass, you know what I mean?
Leather jacket, tattoos.
Yeah. Whatever. Just tearing it up on the guitar and the girlfriend is just sitting there bored. Because, you know, there's never a guy that's just going to be like, hey, you try it. And then most likely that girl will be like, great. And he's like, give it here.
Yeah. Show you how it's done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now that you mentioned...
I enjoy making beats.
Bass players that would just, you know, just not do that and just be laid back and cool. I mean, that kind of ties back to the whole DJ thing we were talking about. Whether a DJ knows what they're doing or they don't.
Yeah.
It's
like if they feel like they have to prove something or they
bass players tend to, I don't know, the role they play, you know, they lay the foundation or whatever and they just play.
Yeah.
And it's nice because they know their role.
Exactly.
You know? And it's like, I think that's why hip hop kind of did away with DJs, because it's like, who wants to just be, you know, the afterthought, the DJ that they just go there and do what they do. Everybody wanted to be the dancing showcase on the music video.
Yeah.
Who talks and all this other shit. It's like, why can't you just be the second guitar, just strumming?
And, you know, like even John Lennon wanted to just be the rhythm guitar. He's like,
exactly.
Don't play too many notes. I just want to do the rhythm.
You know what I mean? You know, a drummer that's just the drummer.
Yeah.
The bass player that's just the bass player. I don't know.
Something that fits the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Just music in general started to move away from that.
And I feel like I've heard this a whole lot, that a lot less people want to play guitar and they want to be a DJ these days. Or they want to produce. You know what I mean? There seems like a lot of people are moving away from like the things that you can do with a guitar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's, you know, the birth of the super producer, you know, a lot of people are aspiring to that.
Who do you think the super producers are right now?
Well, I mean, I think the most notable one that started the trend way back when was Puff Daddy, was a super producer or whatever.
That's, you're not counting Dre, right? Or are you counting Dre?
No, because Dre doesn't mind, you know, even when it's not a Dre record or Dre album, he doesn't mind simply producing.
Yeah.
Puffy just... could not, he just was not comfortable.
He had to do
with
this.
That thought.
He had to do this in the background. Yeah!
Something like
Bad
that.
Bad boy!
take that. You know, something.
He has to begin and end the song.
And I'm gonna say one thing.
But he
you
said
know,
take that.
That was his moniker. Take that. We won't ever stop. We can't stop. We've tried and we can't. It's like, shut the fuck up. I mean, look, I, like anyone, you know, whatever, I guess.
Nothing against that mongol, the big moneymaker.
Mongol?
Yeah, whatever.
He's a mongrel. He's a motherfucking mongrel. He's a problem. Because it's like, growing up when I grew up, and I guess being here on the East Coast or whatnot, you know, I'm a fan of Biggie. I am.
Yeah.
I like him. There's a lot of Biggie songs that I can't hear. I just will not listen to because Puff has ruined them for me. He would not shut the fuck up.
What specifically did he say?
I mean, no, there's a list of about 8 to 12 songs that I they will never play again in my car or whatever because it's just unbearable how, you know, it comes across as an insecure person to me. You know, it's like, shut the fuck up. Let Biggie do what he's doing. Yeah. Shut up. You know, turn your mic down. I don't know why they didn't edit it out. I don't know why Biggie didn't look back and just be like, yo, fall back, like, relax or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like he definitely started it. After Puff, you know, there was people like Pharrell.
Yeah.
And, you know, what they're doing. Just all of a sudden, it's a producer who would be like, here's the beat and here's the chorus. Here's the hook. And you know what? You should also do this and this.
Yeah.
So people will go to them and be like, please give me a hit record.
Like a maestro, a composer.
Yeah. Like, you know, a super producer.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, then nowadays, who are they? I mean, you got people like Will.i.am and all this other stuff. So, I mean, to find a rhythm guitarist now, I mean, you know, MTV doesn't promote.
They don't promote
rhythm guitarists or like these record companies aren't looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
They want these chameleon type of acts that, you know, bring a lot more than just production.
Now, is Puff Daddy from this area?
Nah, he's from New York, right?
See, because I personally heard the story from Diane when I was at USA Weekend.
Well, what picture did you see of Puff Daddy the last time you were in New York?
Oh my gosh. At New York Comic Con, there's this giant... It's not even a billboard. It's like a covering of a building.
Of a building.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like promoting his cologne. What was it called? It was King. I Am King or something.
King. Had a picture
and
of him.
It was like his big face, Diddy, I Am King or something like that.
Yeah.
And his body was like as big as the building.
That sounds like something Diddy would do. Like, look.
and like a giant building, too. Not just like one wall of a building.
Yeah.
Like a skyscraper.
The biggest one. The biggest one. if it's Puff,
it was like right next to the
one.
Javits Center. I was like,
I feel like
oh
Puff is going to like, Puff is going to like assassinate us.
It could, like it was like a King Kong
be.
Or
it
something.
It could be. And it takes a lot of balls for, you know, someone, you know, like me to even have an opinion of a mogul or whatever the hell.
A mongrel.
A mongrel, motherfucker. But it's like, yo, find me someone as successful but as insecure. It's just odd.
He does kind of seem a little like that. But I don't know that much about him. But I did hear from Diane
at
USA
from the
Weekend
area.
That...
USA Weekend,
this,
Diane?
Yeah, like back... This is like a while ago. This is like, I don't know when. Maybe like 8, 9 years ago she told me this story. And I don't know if it's true or not. This is just from somebody I heard locally that... He used to drive up. See, now I can't guarantee that I heard that he was from this area, but
it was the bus.
I thought
it was
that
a Greyhound.
It was okay. Either drive
what?
Or Greyhound up to New York. This
what,
is why he has the New York.
He physically drove. The,
either
took
he,
the
took
bus.
Oh,
he took
a bus.
Either,
I don't
like,
know.
Wow.
I mean, I don't like follow him as closely, but either he took the bus or drove. Anyway, either way, he found a way to make a way up to New York City, like every week, and he would go up and like intern and do stuff. And basically, what I'm saying is that. When she told me that story, it made me realize like how committed someone can be to like having that goal.
Absolutely.
So but she led me to believe that he was from this area. He could not be, or maybe Maryland. I don't know. I would have to look that up. But it led me to believe that he was like kind of local, and then he would go up to New York a lot.
In a sense, I used to know what's up with my memory. A lot of things that I did
it's okay.
know.
It's okay. I mean, it's been like 15, 20
years.
Yeah,
it's
since
been a while,
that.
But I don't know if he's originally from the area, but he lived, and I think went to Howard as well.
Oh, really?
That was that was while he was at Howard and interning for Arista, I think. Something like that. Hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's true. In terms of his drive and commitment and, you know, he deserves everything he's achieved.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. It's just afterwards, you know, I just found it odd that, you know, the numerous reality shows and seasons and just, you know, really having that need. It didn't even seem like a desire anymore, but just a need to see his face and his name to stay current, relevant.
Remember, didn't he was going to run that marathon? Or he ran that marathon?
Yeah. And, you know, good for him. I mean, it's just like sometimes I do like the Quincy Jones types that is just, you know, that they'll gracefully bow out. But then you get reminded. It's like, no, Quincy Jones is like the best producer.
Yeah. It's
without a reminder at all. It's like this motherfucker is the best.
Yeah.
Quincy. But I mean, then you have people, you know, like him that just oh my God, people are forgetting about me. Do something crazy.
Yeah.
Host something. Act crazy. Act young.
Do you possibly think because it's the music he produces doesn't have that lasting appeal? Because I feel like with
it's not as classic.
There's other producers or other's music where you can feel like even with shit that Dre does, when Dre makes something, it's like, bam, that's going to be, you got to top that. And it, forget about topping it, but that shit's engraved in history.
Yeah. Timeless.
I don't know what Puff hat. I don't know what Diddy has. Whatever his name is now.
What Diddy has is the drive that he has. He also knows how to, you know, just make the most out of opportunities.
Yeah.
And he also has long pockets.
That's true.
Because
but you earned those pockets.
I think
he's king.
I think he executive produced a lot of things.
I'm king.
But I don't think he produced a lot of things. I mean, I think there were ghost producers. We all know that he had a lot of ghost writers. There's a lot of people that are responsible for a lot of what he gets credit for.
Yeah.
Which you can't blame anyone for doing that at all, you know? But it's like, you know, his one of his main agendas is you know, just to stay, you know, I'm the king of the city, I'm the king of New York, I'm a rap mogul, I'm this, I'm that.
He wants to keep that persona.
Yeah,
intact.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of hip hop music, I think he's running on a decade of really not being relevant to it. That's a bold statement, but I mean,
personally, the last thing I remember about him is him dating Jennifer Lopez, and that was probably like eight years ago.
99 or something like that. Or
and that was the last thing I remember, honestly.
And he let his girl get taken.
Yeah, now she's with like Mark Anthony or something. And then she was with Affleck after that.
Yeah, yo.
I like how
she went from Sean Combs to Affleck to Mark Anthony again. She was originally with Mark Anthony a long time ago.
I do like how we're gonna end the show on what is he called now?
Bennifer.
Bennifer.
What is Puff P Diddy called? Is he called Puff?
I think
is
he's
he
just Diddy. He's just Diddy now.
He's just Diddy now.
Yeah, that sounds right.
He's just Diddy.
We're gonna figure this out, but yeah, like this is you know, I did listen. He had his own N.W.A. album too.
But you know what? That was actually smart of him changing his names around, because like then people wonder about it. They'd be like, exactly. What is he now, man? Like, it keeps him kind of relevant just name wise. But that has nothing to do with the music.
He's no O.D.B. though.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us this week, man.
Thank you, guys.
I hope you had a good time, dude.
Thanks, internet, for listening.
Yes, we love you, the internet.
People all over the world, Mac or PC, we love you.
Straight up.
I still believe, man, that I stand on neutral ground on Mac or PC.
No, you don't.
There, you lean one side, man.
I do.
Even though
we'll leave it like that. We'll leave it like that. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you.
Catch you all next week. See you later, Carolyn.
See ya.
Stay positive, people.
Gallons of the stuff I gave you, all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood.